if TikTok goes away, like they're threatening it will be on Sunday, my number one question is, what will producer Jessica do in her car for an hour before work? Because that's what she usually does in a weird way, sits and watches TikTok videos.
Hey, man.
No, that's okay.
Look, sometimes the only time I get to myself is those, like, 10 minutes in my car before I go into the office.
It's just a little weird still to pull up, and then all of a sudden you pop out of nowhere. And I was like, what the? Why are you sitting in your car with this off? It's just weird. Anyway.
All right. So TikTok, it's not like it's going to disappear. No one will be able to download it anymore if it is banned on Sunday. And the thing is, there's a lot to talk about with this, including the fact that some of our recent favorite country stars, like KSON Country Fest artist Nate Smith. Bailey Zimmerman. Between a rock and a red wine and mistakes. Megan Maroney. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for you. Dasha. 40 years, you'll still be here. Drunk wash up in Austin. And Zach Top.
Hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio.
There's also a lot of creators who have built businesses via TikTok. One of those creators is my youngest daughter, Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Morgan, are you able to make a living off TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, it's a source of income that I use, and it's something that's important. I mean, it's not an entirety of my income, but for other people, it can be. So I can see why a lot of people are fearful of that.
What are you concerned about if this happens?
I just feel like a lot of people, especially with their small businesses, a lot of people use TikTok Shop or, you know, their small businesses. So for them personally, that is scary. For me personally, I use TikTok Live, and that is something where I can use that to build my community. And that's just kind of scary because I feel like a lot of other platforms don't have that ability to build a community.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Like, if this were to happen, where do small business owners who utilize TikTok for TikTok Shop, you know, creators who make their money on that, what do they do?
I mean, they could try. I know Instagram has, you know, they do have a live feature. People could set up an Amazon seller, but it doesn't, you know, it's just not the same. I feel like TikTok has a good user or a good interface to where it's very easy to do those things for somebody.
So, Morgan, if this were to happen, what does that mean for you? What do you do?
I just have to build on a completely different platform, which luckily for me, you know, I don't have a small business yet. So I just go back to promoting on Instagram or something. But for other people, you know, it's scary to think about what they need to do. I feel like I'm blessed in that sense, but it is still scary. That community building is going to be a lot different, and it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I feel like even something like YouTube, you know, a lot of live creators will go to YouTube, but YouTube has a very strict policy on playing music for a certain amount of time. You know, they have the copyright strikes. So that is, you know, fairly scary. And also, even you get the political side of things. A lot of different apps have very strict policies on talking about those things. And I feel like even TikTok, with people who build businesses off of that, TikTok is very easy to be able to talk about those things, especially, like, again, with these wildfires. We're able to find information quickly and, you know, easily versus other apps where they kind of hide that information.
Oh, interesting. Hmm. I didn't think about that with the wildfires, how TikTok could really help.
Well, I've learned something. Thank you.
Oh, one final thought. I just find it very interesting that the people that want to ban the app also are on TikTok.
It's so weird.
Find that very interesting. They literally still to this day post on the app.
Okay.
So if it's such a national security threat, why are they having a TikTok?
It's food for thought, Miss Mo.
Exactly.
All right, Mo, thanks for joining us.
When I was talking to her yesterday, she's like, Mom, I only need 978,000 more people for me to have a million followers on my TikTok.
She was joking, obviously, right?
Well, she's like, oh, she'll take them. Morgan on socials. There you go.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.